It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at. You know where it's at today?
Where, Christine?
Proteus Motion.
The future?
Yes. Sam Miller is where it's at today. And if you have not heard of Sam Miller, he just happens to be the mastermind behind Proteus Motion. And I was looking at some of the – we're going to wait till you hear the names that are dropped on this amazing just new things that he's doing. But one of the 10 most innovative sports tech companies in 2023.
Yeah. I mean – and
really cool.
Just a really cool invention, tool – and, you know, fitness evaluation method, assessment, strength training, training itself, just a really cool tool that gives you some feedback about things that we've been missing out on in strength assessment, mm-hmm. which is basically like, how much can you lift? How many times? How does it, it goes up, it goes down, like all these things. But really, there's more to it, right? We don't just move in those planes. We move all across our planes. We move from left to right. We move from up to down. We move, push and pull. We do all of these things. So how do we get a combination of everything? And then from there, how do we read it? How do we, mm-hmm. Evaluate it? And from there, how do we improve it, right? So this tool that that Sam has developed, actually we find out that his father had a hand
Dad
in it too, right?
Too.
Yeah. What does it all mean and who's using it, right? We know that we got some trainers like Cressy and Stroop mentioned there. Mm-hmm. And Stroop, we know, has a very famous client that is on a little show on Netflix called Quarterbacks. You might have heard of him. He wins a lot. So listen up to the episode. You'll get more information on that. But chances are, once he starts explaining what this is, what Sam explains what it is, you'll say, oh, I've seen that, or I know what that is, because I have seen it out and about in mm-hmm. the wild. So,
yeah.
Just fantastic. What else do you have to add?
I want to say, so a combination of performance testing tool and a training tool. So it does both. And for everyone that's out there that's like, maybe you are an athlete that is, trying to look for, a college, or how do I compare to other people, or what do I do? Really important to think about what's your power, what's your strength, and this could really come in handy when it comes to getting rid of maybe future injuries.
Sure. Yeah.
So good.
So injuries, athletic performance, active aging, you name it.
All
this
of
has
it.
Got this covers all the bases.
Find
so,
it.
Really happy to have Sam on. We think you're going to like this one. So let's get to it. Listen up, everybody. Sam Miller, Proteus Movement.
Another amazing episode of the Two Fit Crazies. Brian, how you doing?
Good. She's fired up.
She's
fired up.
Always fired up. It is March. We are almost out of winter, and we're in the Northeast up here, freezing. So I'm always happy when it's March. It's like a turning point is going to be happening. So.
Our guest, it sounds like, took himself out of winter almost permanently with a move south. So, Sam, how are you? Where are you coming to us from?
I'm doing great. Good to be here. Good to see you guys. Calling in from Charleston, South Carolina.
All right,
there
everybody.
You go. Not so bad.
Sam Miller is with us today on the airwaves. I knew you heard about him in our intro. However, we need to take a deep dive because our guests do not just fall onto the podcast. They're here for some reason. And I want to talk a little bit about your journey and about how you went to develop Proteus and what the heck is this? So let's start here. What the heck are you involved in right now? What's going on?
Good question. We're creating something that is a different animal. This is something that is really next level. I mean, and I think what we're trying to do is we're essentially trying to help build better athletes and better humans with a very revolutionary approach to strength and power measurement. And what we've created, what Proteus is the combination of a performance testing tool and a training tool. And I think the ultimate vision, just the big picture, what I'm trying to do and what I've spent now 7 years working on, you know, something that started as an interest and then turned into a passion and an obsession. And now it's my whole life, aside from my my wife and two young boys.
Isn't that how it happens?
I was going to say, funny how that happens, right?
100%. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a new universal standard for physical strength and power measurement.
All right. So take us through it. I guess, where do we begin with this? Let's start with the need. Why is it necessary? What do we have to reinvent here that you know is lacking currently?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I think the thesis is we as humans or athletes, I consider everyone an athlete. We move in three dimensions. We move in a three-dimensional space. We move through multiple planes of movement. But traditionally, physical strength and power, one of the most important pillars of performance, is measured in one dimension. And the reason is, it's pretty simple. It's because it's easy. And those movements, push, pull, up, down, those are important. But we think that rotation and multiplanar movement is absolutely essential. And what could you do if you could evaluate those movements very quickly? We've got, you know, wearables for sleep and recovery measurement. We've got, you know, body scanners for body comp. Like, what's the equivalent for physical strength and power? It's like, how much can you bench or squat? So what we did is we basically set out to create what's effectively a sports science lab in a box.
Okay.
And it's not just a tool. It's the only way to measure strength and power for multi-planar and rotational movements. And we've turned that into a product that, for businesses and trainers, is an accelerant, not just for boosting and enhancing their ability to, you know, deliver exceptional services to their clients and athletes, but to drive revenue and produce better results and do it really, really easily. It basically would require 20 pieces of equipment, 3 hours of time in a lab to do what we do in 5 minutes.
All right, dive into this. Dive in. So I am an athlete, right? I am a... Let's go high school athlete, right? High school athlete, I'm pretty good. I'm looking to maybe go to college and play or do something. How do I get involved in this, and what is it going to do for me?
Yeah. So the first thing starts with an evaluation. So we've got, you know, a hardware and a software product. The hardware, you know, for anyone listeners that, you know, aren't familiar with Proteus, what Proteus Motion does is, yes, it's a bit smaller than a commercial treadmill. You're roughly the same size. It has a kind of an arm that you hold on to. There's different attachments, and you can move it any direction, any speed. You can basically do anything that you possibly could want to do on it. It's incredibly versatile. And it provides resistance through magnets. The resistance, you could think about it, it's something we patented. It's like moving through a force field. We like to say it feels like training underwater, but on land. And so it's constant in all planes and directions. And what this does is also enables this kind of measurement component, as well as a training benefit. So how this works in practice is, you know, we're in, you know, 400 partner sites, mostly commercial businesses in the U.S. and Canada. And we have 75,000 users that range from the best athletes in the world across all major sports to users ranging from age 8 to 98. And at any of these facilities, what they'll start with is an assessment or an evaluation. And our software basically has a standardized tests, a library of standardized tests that we've created, some with our partner trainers, who are like, you know, Eric Cressy, for example, Phil DeRue, Bobby Stroop, Spencer Tatum. Or you can create your own. You can evaluate any movement you want. So a standardized test of ours, like think about the general power test. An athlete or anyone might go through the general strength and power test. And it will basically walk you through 15 movements, right? Trunk rotation, plyo, non-plyo, lateral lunge, press row, single hand, two hand, you know, chops, single leg squat. You know, this whole kind of battery of movements in any of these assessments. And you go through those rapidly, you know, six reps per, you go through to about four to 6 minutes, and you get a report. And a lot of our sites do this in lieu of an FMS or, you know, using other suite of tools. And what the report tells you is basically, how do you compare? Where do you stand amongst your peers? It's all cloud-based. So we've developed a billion data points, which is also the world's first and only database for total body and functional physical strength. So all of our partners, they get access to that. So you compare yourself to someone like you, the same sex, age, height, weight, sport, position, skill level. You say, I want to compare myself to a pro golfer. Sure. Or someone like you. Where do you stand across all these movements? Where are you deficient? Where do you have imbalances? And then what are the implications? So, for example, if you're a high school athlete, how far off are you from your peers? How far off are you from the next level up? How many watts do you need to add in power to your rotation to get to the college level? This tells you that right away in minutes. And it then does something called force velocity profiling, right? So it basically tells you, okay, then what do you do, right? And it will give you hyper-specific exercise recommendations by body area, including, you know, suggestions for what velocity range to train at based on what the implications are. You need to train speed, power, strength, acceleration. Do you have imbalances right to left side? And then you can share those reports. Actually, a number of our sites charge for those. It becomes the foundation for a trainer to basically create a personalized program for anyone in minutes, show them progress, how they compare, let them compete, how they stack up, and then retest on some cadence. And it's like a cheat sheet for trainers to basically determine what does an individual need and how, and let the trainer focus instead on the relationship they have with the client. It allows them to get rapid buy-in and communicate and basically engage, provide a really engaging tool to justify their services.
In 5 to 6 minutes, right?
In 5 to 6 minutes.
It's incredible. It does tell you, you know, the scope of what needs to be done. So that's fantastic. I mean, we always do that. We do our screen, we move movement screens and things like you said, the FMS. What units, I mean, is it strictly peer-to-peer? What units of measurement will it use, right? So what is it that it's testing? I mean, we all like the unit. So, you know, you said things like yep. velocity and things like that. So how does it give us each one, you know, and is it strictly from there just peer-to-peer?
Yeah, so we offer like interpersonal comparisons and intrapersonal comparisons. So you're comparing against yourself, right? Are you progressing and in what ways? And it shows you that very easily, which is one of the most commonly used tools. That's obvious, right? Are you making progress, right, or not?
Right.
And in what ways? And what to what degree? Or are you in the 30th percentile for your cohort, right? For one movement and the 70th for the other, why, what athlete type are you, right? Are you power dominant? Are you speed dominant? Back to the units question. So I mentioned earlier that we provide this, you know, you're moving against a force, right? You're moving against a resistance that's constant. And you can't do this on a cable machine for a multi-planar movement. And the reason is, if I try to do you can't basically get constant resistance in a multiplanar movement from using a rope. It's physically impossible because of the angle of force. Basically, if I change my body position even slightly, or if I'm moving not directly away from the cable machine, I'm going to encounter a completely different resistance than what's set, right? So you need this rigid kind of arm, which is why Brody says the form factor it does, and which provides if I move up, down, side, round and round, figure eights, whatever it is, it feels like you're moving through mud, and then you can change the viscosity of the fluid, right? And it's hyper precise. So what we are measuring is your ability to move against whatever force is set. And so what that means, if you're doing a rotational movement, for example, is you're getting resisted constantly. So you set it at 12 pounds, for example. Every point in that movement, in that rotational movement, that curved trajectory, you are basically encountering 12 pounds of opposing resistance. And so we're looking at your velocity. We're looking at power, which is basically force times velocity. So it's basically power and velocity in this measurement are kind of scaling together. And that's measured in watts. We're looking at work output. We're looking at linear range of motion, so distance traveled in three-dimensional space. We're looking at deceleration and acceleration, your ability or the rate at which you achieve that peak power velocity. And a whole suite of other metrics that I won't even, it's honestly, one of our problems from the beginning is too much data, and it's all new data. And we realized very early on, the reality is nobody cares unless you can tell them, you know, unless you can show them something that they can use and that matters, nobody cares about lots of data. Nobody wants it. Yeah. So we have it accessible and it's exportable and we've got API integrations, but we haven't even started to touch what the potential is here.
I think this is just what you're saying and from what is out there right now is the future of fitness. The integration of AI with whether it's a piece of equipment or, you know, you're going to, I really believe that we're never going to fully get away from that human connection. There needs to be a human connection. There does. And I hate all the, oh no, we could just go to YouTube and we can just, and no, there is always going to be that human component. But when we talk about business, right, there's a human component and then there needs to be a release. There needs to be some sort of, listen, we're going to teach you how to do this. We're going to assess it. This is not a one size fits all. Like I think I'm hoping, my fingers are crossed at some point, we're going to get away from every single person is going to go to a packaged routine and we're all going to do this and we're all going to go at this speed and everyone does 3 sets of 10 of this. And I think that I'm hoping we're getting away from that and it's more, okay, here's the assessment. Here's where you're weak. Here's what you need to do for strength. And now do it. We'll teach you how to do it, but you do it on your own. And then come back and assess. And I love this business model. And the more and more I think about it, and I think about all these other companies that are out there, that this is where we're at. There has to be some sort of like, you know, AI or app or something. And then we're not spending, gone are the days where, I mean, I certainly don't want to do it. I don't want to spend 10 hours a day, you know, training people or standing around or this is, you know, this is where it's at. And
it's
I just
like cut to the chase.
I love it. I love it.
I appreciate that. And I completely agree with you. I mean, our perspective, I think, is there's a lot of noise in this space. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, I mean, a lot of stuff comes and goes. There's a lot of gimmicky stuff. There's a lot of same stuff, different color, you know, whatever it is. From a technology perspective, I think we're very proud, I think, to be at a point where our approach has been very different in a couple of ways. One is that instead of just like trying to digitize an existing piece of equipment and being like, oh, let's, you know, do a content play and bring on some hot instructors.
I'm available. Listen, I'm available.
Exactly. You know, throw a screen on a cable machine and it's like just to try to engage you. That's good. But that's not great. And the reason I say that is because is it providing the right information and value that's actually going to help you do better. I think the motivational component is great, right? But you could also get that by working with a person, right? And you're going to get way better results because the personal connection, I completely agree, is key. What we did is we actually created a new piece of equipment altogether for the purpose of producing and generating new information that we know is unbelievably valuable. It hasn't been done before. It requires a new piece of equipment so that we can deliver information in a very digestible way so that it can be used and taken action on. And further, we've really leaned into, like, the trainer is a key part of this equation. So if you think about, like, we're not trying to just, you know, come out with, like, oh, look, like this cool new tool. Yeah, it's sexy. Yeah, it's new and different. Yeah, this is a new frontier. And trust me, like, that, I live for this stuff, so this is exciting to me. But, like, the reality is, like, what value is it going to deliver to somebody in the field, boots on the ground, now? What does it allow them to then do and focus on to do their job better, faster, produce better results, and ultimately help people? And, you know, I think we love automation. We love, if you just think about, like, everyone knows that, you know, if you're trying to improve something, you have to start with a baseline measurement. So the question is, like, are we measuring the right things? Well, no. Well, why? Right? Well, there's not easy ways to do it. There's not easy ways to measure the right things. Well, okay, if we can do that really easily, then what does that allow you to do? And I'll tell you, the things that we found as we've expanded the user base are unbelievably exciting. The data, this is new normative data. So we've started to look at things like, as you get older, how does power and strength change across the entire body? And I'll tell you that we've confirmed things like, you know, you lose 10% every 10 years you age. But the most interesting thing I think we found, one of the most interesting things, is you lose it 20% faster for rotational movements than uniplanar movements.
Okay.
Nobody knows that. Nobody knows that. If you get older, those are the movements to pay attention to. That's what you want to train.
Sure.
And you need to know where you stand. And then if the other part of it is just one more thing is, like, if you're thinking about, well, what is often difficult in working with a client or a trainer working with a client is, like, goal setting, right? And trying to establish something that's achievable. And if you can get information like a report, like one of the things that we provide is, how do you compare? Where do you stack up? And it becomes very clear that, like, our goal is to get you to the median for your age range. Here's how much you need to improve for this movement. It is like, and that's a 30-second discovery that can, you know, be the difference between that's the one and only, the first and only session you do that client, and you have that client for 3 years, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm geeking out. I'm geeking out for a second. Are you ready? Because you just said you lose the 20% faster with rotation, right? So here's me, Miss Chronic Disease Wellness person over here, right? What's wrong with people? Their shoulders, their hips are off, their knees are off, right? What are they deviating from, right? This is all plantar deviation off of, you know, a lot of rotation.
Twist and turn and picking things up.
And this is why we get hurt. And this is why we're trainers. And this is why we're in the fitness field. All of us. Like, this is what we do. We look at form. And to have some of those, I'm definitely going to steal that little result, that percentage. Would love it.
We're about to come out with a white paper that's basically like the state of power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looking at, you know, we captured 100 million reps last year.
That's great.
And this is like I said, we've got more data than we even know what to do with. So we started to spend time. And we brought on some new advisors like Dr. Andy Galpin, who have started to, you know, contribute to some of the, like, discoveries and amplifying some of these things. But this is a new frontier. And people don't realize walking is a rotational movement.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I mean, like, this is just, we just want to produce the information. Like, what should we care about and why? And I kind of view what we're doing as, like, we're doing for physical strength and power what the X-ray did or the MRI did for body imaging. You know, you didn't know what was good or bad or what to look for before. You could look inside the body and do it very easily. And now it's just standard practice. Like, yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's how you know everything now. Yeah, how do we live without it? Of course. You know, I you mentioned Bobby Stroop. I and I I'm familiar with this product now, right? I've seen it. I watched quarterbacks, and I've seen Patrick Mahomes using your tool, right? Using this machine. And getting back to what, you know, Christine said and you said as well, Patrick's different, right? He's a different kind of cat. He's a professional athlete. But that machine is sitting there. That machine is there. Your machine is there. And he uses it. I could walk into the gym and say, that's what he uses. I'm going to use it too. And I'm going to, you know, be able to get the different results. This is the same results, different results. I'm going to do it because he's doing it.
Hashtag Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Which is the way that traditionally you walk into a gym and you say, there's a machine sitting there. That dude who's jacked is on that machine. I'm going to use it next and I'm going to be like him. Right. Because that's you don't have the guidance. You don't have the trainer. You don't have Bobby Stroop there to, you know, to guide you through this or look at the data that it's giving you and, you know, and make it a plan to, you know, come up with a plan that helps you for where you are and what you do. So like all these things, you know, the AI portion of it. Right.
Go ahead.
No, your thoughts on that. It's just carrying a little bit further. I mean, it's like we can all do these same things, but it's a tool that's used best, you know, for you, not for me, not for him, not for them, you know, and we got to have that interaction in order to kind of make it what it's, give it its value.
Yep. I totally agree. The interesting thing is that like, I used to build prototype machines with my own hands and like a windowless, you know, startup incubator with like 1 to 3 people in the early days and drive it around in a truck like a crazy person and try to beg anybody to just try it. And then, I mean, like we've gone from that to, you know, now, I mean, in 2023, Proteus clients and Proteus athletes won the World Series, won the PGA Masters, Super Bowl MVP, NFC Championship, World Long Drive Championship, and the Wrestling World Championship title in 2023.
This is fantastic. I mean, that's the proof, right?
That's it?
There's
always 24.
That's all real. That's all real. The Rangers, Mahomes, John Rahm, David Taylor, Justin James, 49ers. I mean, that's all very real and proven and publicly documented. I think the coolest thing, though, is that, like, and I've been screaming this for a while, but now we're starting to see it, is that our fastest growing demographic is 30 to 50-year-olds.
Yeah.
And the thing that the one of the reasons that they use Proteus and what makes it so sticky is something that I haven't talked about yet, which is that while it's a secondary benefit of Proteus, 80% of Proteus's usage is as a training tool. So when you do an assessment, it's the one and only and ultimate assessment tool for strength and power. There's just simply nothing that you could possibly different technologies or time to pull together to, even if you had 4 hours of time to do a single assessment in a research lab, like you're still not going to be able to do what we produce in a couple of minutes. So it's the ultimate tool there. And that's the data hub that informs, you know, what tools you should use for training or influences it, right? And then ultimately a trainer makes the decision. We don't tell you, do this, do that. We know best. We tell you, here's the information. You make the decision, but we're going to make it really easy for you. And, you know, you do your thing, right? Why you got into training in the first place. There's some unbelievably talented trainers up there, right? Like, we want to lean into that. And what happens is when they create a program for someone, it's unbelievably personalized, however they do it with whatever system they use, but they always, it's influenced by Proteus data, always, 100% of the time. And these reports are shareable to mobile, so the client walks away with it, they see it, it's pretty cool. And then when the program is designed, however that is, Proteus is one of the tools in the toolkit that's used. It's not meant to be a replacement for everything that's in the gym. It's one of the tools in the toolkit. But this is what makes it so sticky, because this is why it's used, you know, 200 to 1,000 monthly sessions per site, is because of this. And what's attracted it for the 30 to 50-year-old crowd is that this sensation of like training underwater. It's a new experience. It's super low impact. It has unbelievably, not just proven, but significant benefits for proprioception, for the fascial system, and ultimately helps people move better and feel better in a way that's super low impact. It's like it's a new experience that anyone, you have to try it. We got workouts that are packaged in there. You do like a 5-minute HIIT session. It feels like fighting through quicksand. It's like the best thing.
I feel like we need one of these in our office, in the corner, right there.
Right. I love that. I love that demographic too. That 50 to 35 to 50-year-old. It's like it's driven by income, right? It's people who are working and have the money, and it's also driven by fear because it's like, shit, it's coming. I better take care of myself here. Now's the time. If I'm spending money on anything, let's do it on that. It's like, yeah, it's a. But I love it. Assessment and then training tool, right? And it's not. My next question, I guess, is who's the market for this for you? It's not something that everybody's going to have in their home, like a Peloton or anything like that, right? It's the trainer, it's the facility, it's the person who knows who's going to know what to do with it, I guess, is really the market for you.
Yeah. Or is there like a certification too? Like for our listeners that are, how do we learn more or actually implement it?
Yep. Great question. So we have a couple questions there to address. So first thing is like startup problems and growth problems where we've been pulled into a bunch of different markets and segments, right? We've got clients that are pro and college sports teams, mainstream commercial gyms, sports performance facilities, medical physical therapy, and sports performance, chiropractic and biohacking. Too many. If we get pulled into certain areas and somebody finds value and we can deliver value, we're going to deliver it. Now, that said, our primary focus is really in the commercial fitness space, but we like to define the segment as businesses that provide services to athletes.
Right.
And so depending on the owner trainers at these facilities, if they view their client base as athletic, which we view everyone as an athlete, but or they care about human performance, this is a tool that is really needed for them. Our focus is really on those facilities and those ones that value any form of an evaluation or assessment, whether or not they're currently doing it. That's really important. If they have a mindset of, okay, they understand that that's important, and they have some appetite for breaking out of the, mold of what may or may not have been, best practice or standards or typically done in commercial gym settings over the last 4 decades, if they want to say, like, I want to be part of the future, those are the kinds of people that we attract. We have made it very easy through the product software and our training and onboarding to be able to implement at any skill level for any level of end user. So we've got users 8 to 98, right? 75,000 users, 8 to 98, all stages of health, right? And I mean, it's really popular for the older group because they're able to do things on produce that they couldn't do with a free weight or a cable machine. It's safer, feels better, and they love the experience, right? And for trainers, we've made it easy for a novice trainer. So facility, they think an assessment's important, but they struggle with finding skilled trainers to deliver that or to create a standardized protocol for their facility. They want to, they've got a methodology that they want to put into practice and they want to standardize it. This is a tool to leverage to make that so easy. And it's super easy and efficient to do. We have a Proteus Trainer certification. You can see CEUs for that. We've now we're opening up a second kind of applications for cohort applications for this ambassador level certification, which is one of the requirements for getting your site to be an affiliate partner, which is the next month we're now opening up the location finder map where our affiliate partners are on that. We get so many people coming into our website every day saying, where's the nearest one? And we then direct them to this map. We're going to make that publicly accessible. And our job is we want our businesses to be able to leverage Proteus to their benefit for their business. It's a long-term relationship. It's not a one-and-done sale. We've created a community platform as part of that trainer certification where it's not just forums and content and, you know, connections with other trainers. It's leveraging prepackaged marketing materials, best practices for ROI, pricing, playbooks, kind of exclusive content so that our sites can turnkey figure out how do I get a Proteus? What do I do? How do I get the word out? What do I do? What do I say about it? Hey, my client types are this demographic. How do I communicate the benefits? We've reached we've been doing this for long enough now. It's still the early days, but we're years into this, where we've realized we've reached a new part of the market where we've gotten out of the early technology enthusiasts, early innovators, and gotten into the more pragmatic buyers that are like, I need a tool that's going to drive business. And we've basically figured out how to package that up in a way that they can unlock it very easily.
Sam, let's just do this. We got to get this out of the way. All right. Why? Why are you so passionate about this? Like, where did this come from? Because we get it. Like, this is an amazing tool. You've got the AI. This is the future of fitness. Where did it come from? What was your background? Right. Tell us the story. Hook us in here, Sam.
All right. Thank you for asking. I was an athlete growing up. Grew up outside of Boston. I played every sport. My main sport was soccer. I had a super painful joint condition in my knee when I was like, it put me basically in and out of training and physical therapy from age 9 to 13, 14. And I just go back to one early experience here. I was like a top-ranked soccer player in the state of Massachusetts when I was like, 10, 11 years old. And then, I peaked again in like late high school. But I remember distinctly walking out of a training session with a teammate that had I had a knee injury I had been recovering from that I was now, kind of working on training with, in consideration of that. And at walking out of a session with a teammate who had a severe oblique strain, we had a piece of paper that had the same training program.
Yep.
That's trainers. There you go.
Well, but the thing is, my realization was, hey, this is not an issue with the level of quality of the clinicians or the trainers here so much as it is like, they don't have access to tools and technology that make it easy to make decisions, because they would acknowledge that, like, yeah, you shouldn't be doing the same thing, right? Like, but how can you do that easily? And so that was started a deep-seated, I think, frustration about the space. Fast forward, I went to Vanderbilt. I studied economics and history. I then moved into engineering and became kind of like a homeschooled engineer. I got really into entrepreneurship with a whole bunch of side hustles in my early 20s. I just had an entrepreneurial hunger. And around that time, the quantified self movement was like kind of starting to form or shape up, or became a thing. I got really interested in like biometrics and, okay, where is this going to take this new frontier, human performance? I love very future oriented thinking. And I saw all these evolutions of new products and awesome new technologies. And I just kept coming back to like, nothing is happening with physical strength and power. This is like one of the most important pillars of human performance. And it's like, I don't want another cable machine. Like, and I don't need another variable resistance thing. That's great stuff, but it's not, that doesn't solve, there's a void in data that is like, I think, crippling. I view it as crippling. And whether or not, any others agree with that, we're starting to prove that it is in fact crippling to not have this information. And we have proved, I think, recently that like, you cannot afford to not know this information about somebody's capabilities. And so I realized you need to create a new equipment or technology altogether to solve this problem. You can't just like digitize a cable machine or put a sensor on a free weight. It's physically impossible to solve this problem. And I was in realizing I had to create a new equipment, I was inspired by something that my dad invented at MIT in the early 90s. And he spun out of MIT. He was working on these, like, you know, he had this idea for, like, I want to create something to simulate sport movements. And he spun out of MIT and was like a mad scientist in the basement of my house growing up. Like a crazy person.
So that's
really cool.
Where you
that
get
is
it.
Really cool.
That's where you get it.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's it. And then I realized if I take this and make it work, but like rebuild it, but focus on the software and the data, but then and before that create this resistance modality, that's it. And so I spent years conceptualizing this, finally quit my job, and I was working for a construction engineering firm, you know, building $200 million hospital systems and biosafety labs, and quit my job and bootstrapped for 18 months and took this prototype that my dad built 20 years earlier and used that as the mechanical system that was the foundation for what has progressed to become many, many, many iterations of Proteus and many patents later. And that's been the journey.
That's a cool story, yeah, right?
Great for you, man. Great for you.
Now we peeled the onion. Now we have the pathos to feel the passion. And so you have to tell everyone why Proteus. There it is. Why the name?
Oh, Proteus is a Greek demigod. This is the son of Poseidon. And Proteus is the root of the word protean, which means adaptable fluid. And that's exactly what Proteus is. I mean, it's fluid, constant resistance in three-dimensional space. It's infinitely versatile and adaptable. And ultimately, it is a tool that adjusts and adapts to you and the way that you move and the things that you do, instead of making you change how you move and the way that you move and the things that you do to fit the way that a machine works. We think it's the perfect name for it.
So, as a former teacher, right? Yeah, I used to have to teach all the Greek gods, I was like, I knew Proteus.
No,
and
listen,
I'm like, all right, let me hear what he has to say about Proteus.
I learned my Greek gods through Jeopardy, but whatever, exactly. All right, last question for me. You got a loner or anything like that? We can throw in our office over here, our office space, maybe get some
Proteus. Sure. He's just giving them out.
I give you the address, whatever.
I will put you priority top of the list. We're actually an interesting issue right now. It's probably a good problem to have, but demand has risen dramatically as we've grown organically. And we actually have a big inventory constraint right now. So we've got, we are trying to, ramp up production to meet the increased demand, and we have a huge shortage right now. So we have we're taking reservations right now for orders in the summer and even beyond. We got awesome partners. So,
cool.
But I'll put you at the top of the list.
I'm wondering where they are at the Jersey Shore around here.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to look who has
that finder.
Because I mean, obviously New York, but we're a totally different demographic, and there's some need around here.
Yep, let's set a demo up. Definitely want to do this.
Cool. All right, man. This was a lot of fun. Tell us, tell everybody how they can find more information online and websites and things like that.
All of it.
Yep. ProteusMotion.com, ProteusMotion.com. When you go to our website, just click the blue button that says request a demo and tell us about you. And we basically what we recommend is, this is something that there's a lot of layers to Proteus. The fastest, most efficient way to learn about it is come in through our website. Our team will be in touch and have a short conversation because it's something that we want to show you. It will 100% of the time, it's proven that those conversations, you will walk away from it saying, I did not fully understand or appreciate what this actually does and can do for me and my business. So our team is awesome, super responsive, and it's very easy to do that. Alternatively, we've got a ton of, you know, we're on social channels at Proteus Motion. Instagram is probably, if you're on Instagram, it's probably one of the best resources for content and materials that we have. So that's at Proteus Motion. We're also on, you know, Twitter and other channels. YouTube's got some good stuff as well. But come in through our website, ProteusMotion.com, and you'll start learning, peeling back the layers, and it's guaranteed to be at minimum very, very interesting and something to watch, because this is coming.
There you go.
All right, Sam, it has been fantastic talking to you and hearing more about the future of where we're going. And congratulations, by the way. Like, you put your nose down. You took a lot of courage to do what you did, and I think sometimes you don't always hear about it. You know, we've got a lot of hard work and you know, what, 95% hard work and 5% you feel like, yes! So congratulations and super proud of you. Keep it going. And I don't know. With that said, I think it's Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Peace.
Appreciate it.